all the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
All the time.
I listen all day, every day.
I don't know, I'm just addicted to it.
Speaking to Ruth Brown, who has written two fantastic books. The first one is called Daily Arch of Ashes. This is an inspirational book of poems that was given to Ruth through words of wisdom. And the purpose of the book is to help others and show that God does speak to people and to share his words in a positive way. That's the first book. And the second book is called More Valuable Than Suicide, Save a Life. You may feel alone, you may feel depressed, but there is a way out. God is always there for us, no matter how long it takes or how the situation appears. That's the help that you're going to get from this book. So, Ruth, we're going to talk about both of those books, which are available on Amazon. First of all, though, let's take you back to your journey and how it started for you as far as writing is concerned.
Yes, it first started, I was back in 2016. I was unemployed. And I was at home praying and meditating on the word of God. And I realized I was praying to God that I need a change. There is something that I need to be done. And it all came from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that was the Lord that gave me the idea by a vision. And I was there writing all that. I got a lot of visions. Went at bed. And I realized that got a vision about this name come up. A dream. Daily Arch of Ashes. And I get the title and the picture of the book, what is under the front cover. The flowers and those ideas come from the Holy Spirit. And I began the searching. So I really got the idea from the Holy Spirit.
Wow. So you obviously felt guided to do this work. And as you said, that the idea for the book covers came to you. So let's talk first of all about Daily Arch of Ashes. It's God's Speak to People. So tell us a little bit about this book. It's an inspirational book. So tell us a little bit about the book.
Yes. This book is about 25 inspirational poems that was published by Publishing Nation in England, UK company, in 2016.
Yes.
And there are about things about that I went through, guided by the Holy Spirit, pain and experience during my lifetime. So I can list a lot of things that I wrote in the poems, in the book. And as I speak, one of the poetry and I speak is, listen. Why forgotten me? Are you there listening to me? All alone, God help. You are my friend in need. I hear slightly footsteps. Are you there? God open, I dare to serve you. Are you next to me? Lord, greet me with wisdom and blessing. You are the one that I trust.
Wow, that's lovely. That's beautiful. That's very inspiring, isn't it? Very, and we all need inspiration, don't we? Sometimes it's hard to get inspiration. So a book like this gives us inspiration.
Yeah, during the pandemic also.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your. So the first book is about poems, and do you find it? You say that the Holy Spirit guides you. Do you find it easy to write poetry? Although you're guided, does it still take a little bit of work to put it all together?
Get a lot of work, about 2 years.
Wow.
Financially, yes, a lot of work.
Wow, this is a lot. So that is a lot of work that's gone into it, but it's paid off. So that's
paid
your
off.
First book. Tell us what your second book is called and tell us a little bit about the book.
The second book is More Valuable Than Suicide. That was published in a year after, 2020.
Yes.
Same published company, British. Published Nation, and you're wondering why I put a white female on it.
Yes, book. Yes, that's it. Yes, it's interesting. Yes.
Yes, yes. So it is a twist and a suspense to it, and there is amongst the main characters. There is a student going to high school, not going to go in straight elaborate about the book.
Yes,
and she was planning to commit suicide, and there is something that we're not going to discuss more and further. And she come from a wealthy background, and her parents didn't give her the attention that she needed. So she was planning to attempt suicide, but there's someone that came right in to save her life from doing that.
Wow. So that's quite an interesting, that's an interesting story, isn't it? And it also all goes to prove, doesn't it, that just because it looks as if you've got everything on the outside, you might not necessarily have everything on the inside.
Yes, that's true.
Because we can do that in life, can't we? We can judge people by what we see on the outside, but actually...
And they are happy. Yeah. Outside, they are not happy.
Yes, and your book makes that quite clear. So where did the inspiration for this come from?
Same old story. I was one day in my bed.
Yes.
And I was in a... People tell that the Lord doesn't speak to people. It's not everyone can hear the Holy Spirit. And he began to speak, you know, and said that you need to write a book. Give me the title. I looked around and said, there is nobody talking to me. And I witnessed that I'm a bit shy.
Yes.
And it's time now that I need to do the testimony that the Lord give me, say, yes, it's people to are dying now. And I need to put this book out there.
Yes.
Right.
So that's fantastic. So you felt that inspiration, and you obviously have a faith in God. So when did your faith in God start?
From early, you know, as a child growing up, six years old growing up, my parents, I was baptized in the Pentecostal church.
And then how did your faith grow from there?
Yes, I began baptized at 2012 at Open Bible Church in Kingston, in Jamaica, and then from there I go there from there.
And when did you first, so obviously that's how your faith started, and you feel guided by the Holy Spirit. You mentioned that during the lockdown you became more interested in writing. Was it quite a nerve-wracking step to actually start to write and then to want it to be published?
Yes, first I have the fear and the nervousness.
Yes.
So I was planning to say, what will people think? Why do I wait so long? But I am prompt to put it out there because there is a lot of debt during this pandemic, and persons are wondering, what can I do to solve this? Persons, you know, have a job, unemployed. What can I do to, you know, turn? Who can I talk to? But this is the two books that you can become.
Yes.
You look up to that.
And your books have, so obviously from that kind of nervous, understandably, a nervous beginning, you've now had your books published. So how does that actually feel to know they're available on Amazon? People can read them and they've been published. That must feel amazing.
Yes, amazing, yes. Because I know that in myself that it can help someone out there, can even save a life.
Yes.
Or, you know, get more closer to God during this pandemic.
And do you think is that your main aim? This is what you would like to get from the books, that people would become closer to God? And especially
yes.
during this very uncertain time, isn't it, with COVID?
Yes, that is true.
So what's the net? Obviously, the books are available and we're going to be featuring them on UK Talk Radio. Do you have any more books that you're working on, or is that the next stage? That'll be a bit longer yet.
Yes, this is the first. I'm planning to work on a recipe book, another poetry book, and another in the future, next year.
Wow. And would this be fiction, a fictional story? So where you've got to create characters. Yes. Wow. So that's quite a challenge, isn't it? Because I suppose you've got to see these characters in your mind.
That's it. A lot of work plus work. So yeah. I have to put in the hard work.
Yes.
The books are available on Amazon, and the prices for Daily Archive Actually is in pound, £6.98, yes. And in US is £8.95. And More Valuable Suicide is £1.99, and in US £2.99.
Brilliant.
That's available on Amazon. And please do support my books.
Thank you, Ruth. Two fantastic books inspired by the Holy Spirit, showing how God can come into your life and help. Once again, those two books, which are available on Amazon. The first one is More Valuable Than Suicide, and the second one is Daily Arch Ashes. You can also follow Ruth Brown on Facebook and Twitter. Two fantastic books there. Once again, More Valuable Than Suicide and Daily Arch Ashes. Thank you, Ruth, to talking to UK Talk Radio.